This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Been playing all the hits. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our man on the scene, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if you read the article, BaltimoreRavens.com, but I thought it was fascinating how Randy Brown came and picked this kicker, Tyler Loop. I had 2.5-hour dinner with him, talking to him about all his philosophies on kicking. And when I read it, it gave me a different perspective on who they selected, because I felt confident in the young man anyway, but I felt even more confident knowing that Randy Brown personally handpicked this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he talked at length with us the other day about, you know, the process of picking a kicker, which ended up being Tyler Loop, and how he was going from place to place all over the country. And I think he said at one point he had a pool of I gotta go back and check my notes, but it was a nice amount of guys that he initially said that he had in his pool, and then eventually he leveled it down to, I think, 3 or 5, something like that. And eventually they land on Loop, and he talked about how nervous he was during draft day or day 3 of the draft that Loop wouldn't end up being there, but obviously ended up working out the way that it did. But yeah, I mean, you know, he talked a lot about just his process and going through that. And I'd asked him, you know, obviously they want to get the best kicker, but was this search any different when you're replacing a guy like Justin Tucker, you know, that has the reputation that he has and had the career that he's had? And so, you know, he just talked about the vetting process and, you know, basically Loop's process itself being the thing that sold him, going back to that dinner, and how in-depth Tyler Loop was in terms of his kicking process and in terms of his pregame routine and his workout routine and everything.
It was impressive. I was fascinated by it, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, I mean, you want to hear that it was that detailed. You want to hear that he took it, the search, that serious, because obviously this is a Super Bowl caliber team, and they're picking Tyler Loop with the hope that he's their kicker for the future.
Absolutely. What do you think about, I've been paying attention, Rob has a hard time believing this because I never did, but the receiving core.
Yeah.
You look at what you've done, running backs, linebackers, that I pay attention to. Receivers, not so much, but I really have gotten, Tez Walker's gotten my attention. What do you think of him so far in this early, you know, part of the preseason or late part of the preseason now?
Yeah, I mean, he's been good. He's definitely been better than last year. I mean, I think he's been consistent throughout the summer so far. He's been pretty consistent in terms of flashing throughout the practices. And it's good to see it translate to the games. I mean, this Cowboys game, totally different than the Colts game, because they weren't able to throw the ball at all in that first game. And I thought that was a huge disservice to these wide receivers, who you got guys that are fighting to really just make this practice squad. Because I think the 6 for the roster is already set, with Wester being deemed the punt returner. So I think, you know, by losing game 1, the Colts, in terms of being able to show something, they made up for it a little bit in game 2, over 200 yards of offense in the first half. got some passes in the second half too. But Tez Walker, it was just good to see him be able to carry some of that practice momentum into the game.
Here with our big guy, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, you talked about the punt returner, but how do you think his performance was this past week? You don't think that caused a hiccup at all? Because he wasn't very impressive this week.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, he wasn't impressive as a receiver. You know, I think as a punt returner, he still gave you what you're looking for. He didn't return one to the house, but he was still consistent in cleanly catching the punts and being able to still try to make something happen after he catches it. But as a receiver, yeah, I mean, it was a dud of a game for him. Not much separation. Not really fighting for the ball, even though, you know, that interception I just thought was a bad rep all around. He's going nowhere. It was a terrible route. The corner shadows him the entire time. Really didn't even look like he had to move. And then Cooper Rush just throws a pass over there, just forces it to him. It was just bad all around. And, yeah, like I said, I mean, you're not really seeing him get that separation in that Cowboys game. The first game, I mean, he made a play down the field. And then, I mean, he was the only guy with more than one reception in that game. So I don't know what to do with that. I don't think he's a guy that is going to get a lot of run on the offensive side. He's going to be strictly a punt returner, which makes things tricky when you talk about game day elevations. By him dressing and him only basically serving that one role, I mean, that's a huge spot to take up. So he's going to have to carry his weight in goal as a punt returner, definitely try to make some plays.
Well, now, next segment, we're going to talk about Harbaugh, you know, his appreciation level in Baltimore. There's an article in The Athletic that I'm going to talk about during that segment. They've compared the Ravens, sadly, to Penn State and James Franklin. Far as a really talented team that cannot get it done, and they are the only two teams mentioned that I saw in this article, is the Ravens, Harbaugh, and Franklin from Penn State. How do you feel about this? Is this become an issue where they just can't get over the goal line for the Super Bowl?
Well, the one thing I would push back with that comparison is, you know, Penn State loses big-time regular season games late in the year to their rivals. I don't think that the Ravens fall in under that. The Ravens seem to be a team you don't want to play in December. You think back to that Christmas Day game in San Francisco. You think back to them demolishing the Dolphins at home, what, a week after that. You think back to what they did to the Pittsburgh Steelers on back-to-back weeks last year, in week 17 or week 18, and then in the wild card round the very next week. So on that part, I push back on. But in terms of their overall sentiment of this team, I guess saying that neither team could get over the hump in the playoffs, sure. I mean, until they do it, that's what people are going to say. I mean, until somebody dethrones the Chiefs, people are going to keep picking the Chiefs to represent the AFC.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it works. It's up to them to kind of change that. But that's just a fact. I mean, yeah. This isn't an opinion-based situation. They are literally, factually not representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. So until they do it, people are going to keep second-guessing.
And I think it's a great comparison. Them and Penn State in the lines, to be honest with you. I think that's a great comparison. The difference is, let's keep in mind, current John Harbaugh, the difference between Harbaugh and James Franklin, Harbaugh has won one. We keep rewriting history. Harbaugh hasn't won one recently, but he has won one. James Franklin has never won one. That's the biggest difference. Cordell, where can we hear you this week?
Just keep listening to The Fan. I'll be popping up all throughout the week on the different shows. Still out there at training camp. This is the last week that we'll be able to watch practice in full. And then next week it'll go into regular season mode. And obviously the Orioles will be back later on this week in town. And they're doing good things right now, calling up some of these young guys. We got Bradish making his debut next week. So a little positivity coming around Baltimore sports these days.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we keep, you know, I love the Penn State Ravens comparison. Mm-hmm. For what they've done recently. But, you know, let's stop acting like John Harbaugh is not a Super Bowl winning coach. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. You know, he hadn't won one recently. But don't say he can't win the big one. He's won the big one. Yes. He can't win the big one again so far. 410-583-1057. That's a perfect segue. Because when you look at the national publications, Ed, John Harbaugh is consistently top three coach in the National Football League.
100%. Absolutely.
However, is he underrated and underappreciated, I should say, right here in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.